My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to keep your ad costs down even as more competitors jump on board. So I guess when you look at Facebook, when you look at Google, Neil, and any of these platforms out there, what is given? What's going to happen no matter what with these platforms?
There's going to be more people signing up. It doesn't matter if you're in a good economy or a bad economy, more people are going to use them.
Right. It's going to get more and more expensive over time. That's how these platforms work. It's an auction-based system, right? So what happens when like these people with big budgets come in? How are you supposed to compete with these people when they'll bid through the roof? They don't care. They want branding. So a good example, I mean, just to kick things off over here, a couple episodes ago, we talked about creating an irresistible hook. And I think that's one of the things you can do to keep your ad costs down. And I cited the example around Kong from Jump Cut, where he had a really good script first, but a really poorly done video he shot with his phone, literally.
It was on purpose, because phones typically convert better for ads.
Yes, and then he made it professional. So what he did was he did the phone first, right? It did okay. He broke even on the ad cost. And then afterwards, he started adding text to it, right? Like, hi, my name is Kong. I'm Asian. 15% left in conversion rate, right? So then you lift your conversion rate up, your costs go down, right? And then what happened after that is he just continued to optimize it more and more. And he started to make specific ones for different industries too, like musicians, for example, just all over the place, right? Because he knew that his customer base was like different people, right? That could use the product that he was selling. So then, you know, the conversion rates were always going to go up for those, and then costs are going to go down. So my point of saying this is you make these small tweaks, you do the irresistible hooks, you keep doing tweaks, and then eventually you're going to be able to decrease your costs.
Yeah. What you guys also need to keep in mind with these ad platforms, whether it's Google or Facebook, their goal isn't just to show you ads from whoever pays the most. if they did that and someone had really bad copy and you skipped it, right, and you clicked on the next listing, then Google wouldn't make any money, nor would Facebook, because a lot of these are cost per click basis. And I'll give you a specific example of this. I was talking to a realtor the other day, and he was like, I want to be at the top. What do I need to do? Do I just spend the most money? And I was giving you an example. Let's say he services Beverly Hills, and he's putting a listing in Los Angeles for Beverly Hills homes at the top of Google when people are searching Los Angeles homes. If the number two listing has the word in their ad, Los Angeles homes, right? So when someone types in the word Los Angeles homes, the first listing says Beverly Hills, the second listing says Los Angeles. Who do you think people are going to click on? They're going to click on the second. Even if the first person is being two or three times more, if the second person is getting 10 times more clicks, that just means that Google or Facebook would be like, we should show this other ad that's getting way more clicks higher because it generates more clicks, which then generates us more income. So even if ad costs are going to continually rise over time, you can combat a lot of that by continually testing new copy from headlines to images. Facebook allows images, Google really doesn't. But the moment you add in images, videos, text, and you optimize it and you make it appeal to people, right, who are looking for your product or service, you will get way more clicks than the other person, and they're willing to accept a lower cost per click or cost per impression due to the fact that your ad is attractive.
Yeah, and this episode is coming out in October of 2018. So as of October 2018, we've talked about video a couple of times on this podcast. And just to compare, like one of our ads recently, you know, we were looking at the cost per acquisition, and the image ad was about $12. And the video was $4 or $5. That's the difference. Literally, the only variable was running video versus running the ad. Now, I'm not saying you can just put up any video at all. Obviously, to Neil's point a little earlier in the how to craft an irresistible hook, you got to have good messaging that is targeting the right people. And then you let the algorithms like Facebook or YouTube kind of handle it. And if it resonates, it resonates. If not, well, then that's your problem and solve it. But I think you're hearing the same theme here, that you have to be testing over and over. And just to give you an example, a story from the past, early internet marketing days, people would run ads on, let's say, display ads on Google, for example, and the ads would have a red border, and then it would show boobies. Some affiliate marketers were testing this stuff. Obviously, click-through rate went sky high just because people really, like men, I guess, were really interested and just kept clicking on it, right? That's a way to get a higher click-through rate. But my point is, you don't want, it's got to be relevant, right? So think of crafting something that's relevant to your audience. Don't think about just something that can grab anybody's attention, like a free iPad or boobies. That's not the way to go. Think about making relevant tweaks.
Yeah. In addition to that, you can always optimize your web pages for conversion optimization, run A/B tests, because if you can make your landing pages convert a lot better, then you're able to spend a bit more on ads. I know this episode is all about keeping the ad costs lower. Just make sure you rotate up your ad images and copy all the time. If people keep seeing the same ones over and over again, your frequency skyrockets, which is going to increase your cost. The other last thing that I have from mine, and I learned this from our mutual friend, Tony, who used to work at Expedia. The moment they ran tests where people advertised on television as well as radio ads, they found that their CPCs went down drastically just because people are seeing them everywhere. So it goes back to marketing and the rule of seven. If people see you through content marketing, you know, videos on social media like YouTube and stuff, and then you're running ads, your costs eventually will start going lower and lower because people have familiarity with your brand, which would be like, oh, I'd rather click on Neil's ad or Eric's ad just because I'm familiar with them.
That's a good point. Maybe we should try that.
It works.
Yeah, we're going to try that one day. Anyway, so if you want to see Neil and I at a live event, we're going to throw a live event
for free,
in LA, when we hit $1 million in a 30-day period. All you have to do to participate to make this happen faster is go to marketingschool.io/stats. That's with an S. Rate, review, subscribe. Actually do this stuff because it seriously helps move us faster. And then we're aiming for a Q1, Q2 2019 thing for this event. Speed it up, because if you don't, it might have to be laid, I don't know, another 6 months, another 12 years. I don't know, 12 months, I mean, but 12 years maybe too. Anyway, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.